All right. Welcome to our show. My name is Tiffany.
And I'm Angeline. Welcome to English for You. If you guys remember our article from yesterday, we were talking about a very brilliant guy.
Right.
He had a very brilliant mind. His name was Daniel.
Uh-huh.
He was a mathematical genius, right?
Right. That means he's very, very smart. He's beyond smart. You know, the average person, our intelligence level is here, but he was a genius. So think about someone like Albert Einstein, Thomas Edison. They're all geniuses.
Okay. And you remember, he remembers numbers as colors and shapes, right? So when he looked at the pi, the number, not number, but pi, 3.14, he saw like a picture. So for, actually, did you know for Daniel, every number up to 10,000 has its own unique shape?
Oh,
so when he calculates something, yeah, he sees a like the result as a picture. Like we see probably 10578. He sees that number, but he also sees like a beautiful picture.
That's really interesting. I know some people have this this ability as well, because there's something inside their brain that, again, like you said, it mixes the signals around. So there's even people who hear colors, or they see music, actually.
Right.
So when they hear music, they see like a painting, or they see a picture as well. And this is kind of the same thing that happens to Daniel. So when he looks at numbers, he doesn't just see, you know, the normal number that we see. He sees actually, again, like a beautiful painting or picture.
Okay, so let's read our article to find out more about Daniel.
Reading.
Daniel Tammet's Unusual Worlds. Though some things, such as math, came easily to Daniel, making friends didn't. Because of Daniel's savant syndrome, he has trouble relating to other people. While growing up, he often didn't speak to other children at all. Instead, Daniel found comfort in his interests, numbers and languages. During his adolescence, Daniel realized he is gay. Like any young man, he began to desire a romantic relationship. However, Daniel didn't know how to pursue a relationship any more than he knew how to create friendships. At the age of 19, Daniel went to Lithuania. The 9-month trip changed his life. He formed friendships with other gay men and learned how to deal with new situations and people. Soon after returning to his home in England, he met Niall Mitchell. They fell in love and created an internet-based company that teaches foreign languages. Though the two are no longer together, they remain successful business partners. Today, Daniel's story is one that teaches how valuable being different can be.
All right, so our article first starts off with, though some things, such as math, came easily to Daniel, making friends didn't. Okay, so he was brilliant at math. He was really good at it, but unfortunately, it was very hard for him to make friends. Now, what does come easily to? Let's take a look at our shortcut for you to learn more.
Shortcut for you.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm writing a song.
Why are you doing that? Is it for school?
No, it's just something I like to do for fun. Writing songs comes easily to me.
You mean you can make the songs come to you?
Not quite.
When something comes easily to somebody, that person does not try hard to do that thing. So if something comes easily to somebody, it means 某事对某人来说很好理解或处理. That means you think it's easy to write songs.
I do. I write songs all the time.
Can you sing this song for me?
No, it's not finished yet. Sorry.
Welcome back. So if you remember from our article yesterday, right, Daniel has mental disabilities, okay? He has synesthesia and he has savant syndrome. But he's very good with numbers and learning another language, right? Our article says, because of Daniel's seventh syndrome, he has trouble relating to other people. So when you relate to someone else, it means you understand their problem or situation. For example, if your friend complains to you about something that her teacher did, and maybe you weren't there, so you don't really know exactly what happened, but you understand how she feels. That means you are relating to her. Okay, so maybe she's angry, and because you understand how she feels, you're also angry. Mm-hmm. You're relating to her. So Daniel has a hard time relating to or understanding other people. The article says, while growing up, he often didn't speak to other children at all.
Alright, so the article then says, instead, Daniel found comfort in his interests, numbers and languages. So, it was very hard for him to make friends, but he did feel more relaxed, and he felt happier when he looked at numbers and languages instead. Now, instead, I-N-S-T-E-A-D means, for example, if drinking milk makes your stomach upset, then you drink milk, soy milk instead. It means you have a second choice or an alternative.
Yeah, like when you buy Starbucks, you can pick, right? If you want milk or soy milk. Some people take soy milk because they're allergic to milk, right?
And actually, it doesn't taste that bad. I love soy milk.
Me too. So in our sentence, the word comfort is a noun, okay? It can also be a verb. If someone or something gives you comfort, they make you feel calmer, happier, or more hopeful after you have been worried or unhappy. For example, you know, babies, you know, they might cry. They find comfort when they are hugged, right? Or when they're cradled. Or when you give them a pacifier. They are more at ease. So these things, like the blanket or the holding them, this gives babies comfort.
Right? So, yeah, you see, although Daniel had a hard time making new friends, he found that numbers and languages were something he liked, and it helped him feel more better or more relaxed about it. What makes you feel, you know, at comfort?
Okay, this is embarrassing, but I have, like, this pillow thing, a long pillow, and I had it ever since I was young, so I always have to sleep with it, and this is embarrassing, but I would smell it, and it would give me comfort. So it's
kind
like a little
blankie.
Yeah, I unfortunately still have that. So what about you?
Me, I just like really, really, really soft sheets. As it's soft, it makes me feel comfort. And I think it's true. When you sleep in your own bed, you feel a comfort. I just don't feel comfortable sometimes if I sleep in a hotel, unless they have really, really nice sheets and it's really soft.
I should have used that example. Why don't I go and talk about my
food makes me feel really comfortable.
That's why they say comfort food, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So going back to our article, in our next line, we learned something else about Daniel. During his adolescence, Daniel realized he is gay. So adolescence is a period of time when a child develops into an adult, okay? This would be the time you are a teenager. So if you're referring to a person who is going through adolescence, you call them a teenager or an adolescent.
Or an adult. Adolescent or adult is fine. Yeah.
Okay. So our article says, like any young man, he began to desire a romantic relationship. Okay? So the word desire means to want something very much.
We see why Daniel is struggling so much, because he has like this secret inside. He actually likes people of the same sex. And, you know, growing up, it's very difficult to understand these feelings and to accept that, and for other people to accept you. So I can imagine how difficult it must have been for him growing up. Okay, but the article then says, however, Daniel didn't know how to pursue a relationship any more than he knew how to create friendships. So again, here we see that Daniel has a difficulty in relating to other people and trying to make friends. So it was very hard for him to pursue anything romantic. Okay, pursue, P-U-R-S-U-E, is a verb, and it means to follow or chase. Okay, for example, in high school, you will have a crush or someone that you will like, and you will hope that this person will pursue you or to chase you. So what they will try to do is maybe they'll try to send you flowers or write cards, hoping that you will like them back. Not only can you pursue a person or an animal, you can pursue a career. Okay, you can chase after your what you want to do, or you can pursue your dreams. Again, it also means to chase after what you really, really, really want to do.
Okay, so fortunately, things changed for the better, right? We know Daniel had a hard time when he was growing up. He didn't really have any friends. Well, our article says, at the age of 19, Daniel went to Lithuania, okay? Mm. So the 9-month trip changed his life. I believe the experiences you get from traveling and living in another country are actually very valuable. They really can change your life.
Yeah, I agree as well. And I think maybe this was a really great move for him because Daniel, I believe he's English. So, you know, he's from England.
Okay.
So it was easy for him to travel around Europe, of course. But he decided to pick Lithuania. And I think it turned out to be a really great experience because when you are in a new country and you're in a new setting, you kind of get away from you know, the people that you used to know before, and these people don't judge you anymore. So the article says he formed friendships with other gay men and learned how to deal with new situations and people. So you see, it was a very, very helpful situation for him. Okay. What does situation mean? S-I-T-U-A-T-I-O-N. It's a noun. It means a set of circumstances or events that you find yourself in. For example, when you move to a new city for college, it is a situation that most people have to deal with. You will learn how to live away from home, meet new people, learn how to go to class on time, and how to manage your life, basically.
Right. So Daniel's experiences away from home taught him how to relate to people better and to make meaningful relationships, okay? So maybe he had to ask people for directions. So he had to, you know, learn how to speak to people and be more social. Our article says, soon after returning to his home in England, he met Neil Mitchell.
So, you know, going away, he learned how to, like you said, maybe he had to ask for directions, he had to talk to people, because they might not necessarily speak English, right? So he had to kind of push himself to be more social.
Right.
And when he went back to England, he was very lucky. He found Neil Mitchell. And the article says, they fell in love and created an internet-based company that teaches foreign language. So very, very lucky for him. A great turn of events for him. He met someone that he really loved. And they turned this great idea and they started a business together.
Right, because we know that Daniel is great at learning new languages. So I guess maybe he had his little tricks and he was going to teach people those little tricks, right? That's really impressive.
I need to call Daniel.
Yeah, we should get on that program. Our article says, though the two are no longer together, they remain successful business partners, okay? The word remain means to continue to be in the same state or condition. For example, although Alexa and Jimmy broke up, they decided to remain or continue to be friends. Or maybe when you're on an airplane and you know the plane has touched down, but the flight crew tell you to remain seated until the plane has come to a complete stop. So remain means to continue what you are currently doing.
So even though they have a business together, even though they broke up, they still have a business together. So, but they still remain to be friends so they can keep this business going. Okay. The article then says, today, Daniel's story is one that teaches how valuable being different can be. Okay, that's very true. You don't need to always be the same as everyone else. You should be your own person. And this is more valuable than trying to fit in. Now, what does valuable mean? Hey, valuable is spelled V-A-L-U-A-B-L-E. It's an adjective and it means something that is very useful or important. So, yes, we can also say money or gold or expensive things are valuable, okay? But they're not they aren't the only things valuable just because they're expensive. You know, other things like time is valuable, friendships can be valuable, family can be valuable too, because these are very, very, very important things that you cannot buy or replace anymore.
And there's actually even another level above valuable. So if you want to say something is extremely valuable or extremely useful, you can use the word invaluable.
Right.
So we add an I-N in front, I-N-V-A-L-U-A-B-L-E, invaluable. For example, I gained a lot of invaluable experience from this job. So the experience I got is extremely valuable, right? And it will help me in the future. You can also talk about information or advice. Invaluable information, invaluable advice.
Right, so being different isn't a bad thing at all.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to be the same as everyone else, right?
Yeah, that's why everyone wants to be unique, right? Everybody wants to dress a unique way. They want to act in a unique way. Anyways, we've come to the end of our article, but don't go anywhere because we still have our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, so our For You Chat today is, what makes you feel as though you are different from others in some way? Please explain your answer.
Wow, this is a very deep question.
It is, yeah.
How do I feel different from other people? Well, I've always felt quite different because, mm-hmm. you know, especially in Taiwan, because, you know, I grew up in the States and then I moved here when I was 13.
Okay.
So I've always felt I was always different from people here
mm-hmm.
because, you know, the culture is different.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you think is also very different. So I've always felt culturally very different from people here.
So you're more like Western culture.
Yeah.
Taiwan is more Eastern culture, kind of. I think what makes me feel different also definitely is also because I'm living in Taiwan. And like Tiffany, I am, you know, I was born and raised in North America. So coming here makes me feel very different. Sometimes I, you know, the things that we do in Taiwan are different from how we would normally do things in North
mm-hmm.
America, right? Another thing that does make me feel a lot different is that I have a germophobia.
Oh, really?
I'm scared of germs.
Ah.
So that's one thing that I think makes me very different from other people because, like, I'm always really scared of, like, oh, I don't want to touch that. I don't want to touch this. And I got to, like, wash my hands and stuff like that. So some people might look at me and be like, that girl's weird or something. But that's what makes me feel like I'm different sometimes. Do you have any, like, habits and stuff that makes you feel different?
I do. I'm actually like you.
Mm-hmm.
I care about, you know, things being clean and dirty,
mm-hmm.
but maybe not to you know, such a big extreme. But
uh-huh.
then, you know, I do feel scared when I, you know, go on the elevator I think I'm the type of person that really, really cares about manners as well.
Oh, yeah. That's
like,
true.
If people sneeze or cough,
oh, yeah.
I just, oh, I don't like it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I just feel like, oh, you shouldn't do this. And I get very, like, I feel like this is the right thing that you should do. And
yeah.
I feel like I'm a very, I need to justify it in some way. So I feel different in the sense that, you know, mannerisms as well.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this also relates back to culture and
yeah.
how, you know, the Western culture and how Taiwanese culture is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And I think people here also make me feel kind of different because, you know, they also really point out to you, like, oh, my gosh, you're ABC or you're from here, and
mm-hmm.
you feel a little bit
out. Yeah, or they're like, oh, can you speak Chinese and stuff
yeah.
like that? Do they say that? Yeah.
Yeah, what can we do? It's okay to be different.
It is.
And I don't think you should feel, you know, bad if you're different as well.
It's good to be different. Just look at Daniel.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's all for today. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Daniel Tammet's Unusual Worlds. Though some things, such as math, came easily to Daniel, making friends didn't. Because of Daniel's savant syndrome, he has trouble relating to other people. While growing up, he often didn't speak to other children at all. Instead, Daniel found comfort in his interests, numbers, and languages. During his adolescence, Daniel realized he is gay. Like any young man, he began to desire a romantic relationship. However, Daniel didn't know how to pursue a relationship any more than he knew how to create friendships. At the age of 19, Daniel went to Lithuania. The 9-month trip changed his life. He formed friendships with other gay men and learned how to deal with new situations and people. Soon after returning to his home in England, he met Niall Mitchell. They fell in love and created an internet-based company that teaches foreign languages. Though the two are no longer together, they remain successful business partners. Today, Daniel's story is one that teaches how valuable being different can be.
Vocabulary Review.
Instead, I was going to go to the park today, but since it rained, I went to the movies instead. Comfort. After a hard day, Ryan found comfort in spending a relaxing night at home. Pursue. Donald decided to pursue a career in politics, in spite of his lack of experience. Situation. Why are Randy and Aaron so upset with each other? Can someone explain the situation to me? Remain. Becca and Josh broke up, but they decided to remain friends.